Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Relationship, and that is the topic for tonight. And we want you to spend some time thinking about high level attraction, physical, to have a successful out on the web, www.blogtalk.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23 at gmail.com. You can tweet the show at Theta Phi Sigma with underscore number 10. We're partnered with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. So we're excited to be partners with those brothers. At Lorenza D. Smith 15, our live broadcast is being broadcast on 6 devices tonight. We're really excited about having a chance to get the word out and get it out globally. You can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDIBERTOSMITH, Instagram, Z-Squad, Greenville 1981. Those are brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's their Instagram account. At President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, TikTok Live. We're excited about having TikTok. We have Dr. LDIBERTOSMITH. We have Truth. That's WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23. Twitter, Lorenza D. Smith 15, Runtley, WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23, and Tumblr Live, Dr. Lowe Smith dash blog. WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, we're number one, have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. And we want to be able to give back to you listeners and watchers by having a raffle. Especially during the holiday season, we do it throughout the year. You can register for the raffle. We give away hotel stays from 5 nights to 6 days or 3 nights to 4 days. We give away gift cards. We give away books from the authors that have been on the show and even other authors we purchase books from. We also give away food vouchers, gas vouchers. Truly, truly, we want to be here to support what you're doing. We need to do the same thing about being interactive only. We got several people joining. I'm going to give you a shout out as soon as I can finish with our promo and we can truly get with it. You can register for WBSW Radio Giveaways at WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com, or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We also have a transactional part to it. It's a means of transaction. We need to get with your name along with a Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle sent to WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And we will put you in the raffle, and we will raffle. Now, what's coming up during the holidays? We're planning three international trips because we're giving out over 20 trips, meaning hotel stay, from Atlanta to Hawaii to Cancun, Mexico, to Vegas, Grand Canyon Resort, to Nashville, to Orlando, New Orleans. We're willing to give, and we're going to give back. So we want you to be a part of. So we need you to make sure you share this with others. But they need to listen as well. Tell them about WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. What we need for you to do is get your name in along with a means of transaction. I mentioned the four that's available. We also want you to support what we're doing. Sow a seed with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $ Lorenza D. Smith. Sow a seed. All of what you give to us helps us to do what we need to do and to be successful. Now, our title for tonight's show, as I mentioned earlier, it is better to have high level of physical attraction to have a successful relationship. Is it better? And we want you to think about that for a second before we truly get into what we're doing. We want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors who's always been there supporting what we're trying to do, especially when we talk about our trips, and we have to give him a shout-out for the hard work his organization is doing, and we want to thank them for doing what they are doing to keep us doing and providing truly a blessing to have a relationship with this organization called TriStat LLC.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Joiners, Terry Yeager 740 joiners. User, thank you. Mary Brown, 7673, joins Cartoon Edit, joining us. Thank you so much. User, Man Don't Talk, join. Men Don't Talk, join. Thank you so much for joining us. Tampa Therapist, a therapy and wellness center. Thank you so much. We have Fair Game 6. Thank you so much. You have Aura Lewis. You have, this is Kybe, user, coming up next. And we have like Emmy Nall. Thank you so much. Sabrina Tate, 913, joining us. We have Pat Lottie, 299, join us. We have Hunt and a master user. It's another representative user. TG2GZ joining us. We have Maylon Soul. Thank you so much, Shaggy3. Jocelyn G. Ruth Nealon. Thank you so much. You have Yala Nayla. Thank you so much. Ish Cam. Thank you. Miss Freeman, thank you so much. You have Sylvia Pierce, 995, joining us. A.T. Smith, 74, thank you so much. He said Martin Tail Wish, 14-6, thank you. Ebony Bound, 907, thank you so much. Miss D, thank you. Emma, thank you for joining us. We have Melanish Lazigi, thank you so much. User Brandon Rodan, thank you so much. Trish Adama 611, Victoria Jones 5122, Jimmy Hood joining. We got others slowly. We have about 20 or 30 messages below there where individuals join us. Thank you so much for taking time. We need you to hit that like button or that heart button. We need to make sure you do that because we're going to be talking about something that might not seem to be on your mind, but we want to talk about high-level physical attraction in a successful relationship. It's better than high level to have high-level physical attraction. Let's truly start by looking at what is physical attraction. Everybody always says it's a subjective situation, but your physical attraction, it is some basic things for physical attraction. Now we're talking about high-level physical attraction. See, physical attraction is important because it leads to a greater physical intimacy and a connection. Healthy relationships should not be based on physical attraction alone. I'll say that again. A healthy relationship should not be based on physical attraction alone. There are some other things when we talk about a healthy relationship which are characteristic, and I'm going to talk about them for a minute. Besides physical attraction, you have to be truly, truly honest. You have to be trustworthy. You have to have self-love. You have to have effective communication, not because it just looks good. And I always tell people when you're talking about if you're seeking to find an intimate relationship with someone, someone catch your attention and you say, oh, they're handsome or she's pretty and everything, you got to realize there's other things come. That gets you in the door. Anytime, especially with being that males and females see things different in regards to when they're looking for someone to maybe be intensely in a relationship with, yeah, men's going to look for whether you how you're attracted and you're fit. We're just going to look for. That's the first thing we look for. We know other things come along with. So physical attraction is not the only thing, but it is something that draws and bonds you with the person that you may intentionally want to spend good amount of your time. Because, see, the two things we can protect, and I want you all to keep this in mind, you got control of your time and your energy. No one should be able to abuse your time if you allow them to do that. So when you talk about physical attraction, if you make that the highest level of attraction so you can have a successful relationship, see, it's an instant gratification when you see someone. But you got to understand, you feel a feeling of excitement. That is not really the key. It may cause you to look and look twice or three times. you get excited. Your energy level go up. You crave for a connection when you see that physical attraction, especially when you see someone for the first time. Instant physical attraction is what we're talking about. So that's a difference when you say physical attraction is important, because it leads to greater physical intimacy and connection than an instant physical attraction. We want to have a healthy relationship. We need to be able to run across people that attracts you enough to a physical attraction you have for that person that you want to move beyond that. See, the tiers of a relationship is you start off in an associate state, and this is where the physical attraction plays a major role, because your eye catch each other eye to eye in that sense, and the smile they may have. So that's the physical attraction. It's often instant. It's when you first see the individual. But to move from the associate stage, where they may just say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And you leave it right there, to move to the stage that you can call is the attraction or the acquaintance stage, where you can get yourself into a situation where you're talking, finding out more. You have to now put the physical attraction aside and start looking at those characteristics that's going to make you successful. Is that person honest? And the only way you're going to know, you have to be able to open the door for communication. Now, the physical attraction is instant. And we're going to say that's one of the factors that inspire you to connect with someone, because that instant physical attraction. But also, those factors play a role, which include their facial features. You see, everybody don't see it the same when they see someone. Sometimes it may be your inner self connecting with that person and seeking a bond with them. So when you get into a situation where the individual you get excited about seeing, your energy level go up, you crave for a physical connection, you can get through that love at first sight. That's what they call that. Are you in a situation like that? Love at first sight. But that comes with a lot of other things that goes along. Besides your facial features, your physical dimensions is important. You have attraction, fitness. Then after you get beyond those two, facial expression. There are some people can put on a smile, or they can frown, they can do whatever, but that plays a role in your physical attraction. So should it be the highest level to a successful relationship? You ask yourself, is the physical attraction more important? Oh, he's a good-looking person, he got broad shoulders and all that, and all of these things, but you have to move beyond their social stage to the acquaintance stage. That's when you find out exactly what people is all about. But I want you to keep in mind, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Don't spend time trying to figure it out, because no matter how attracted you are to them, but when they really show themselves, whether they're honest, trustworthy, effective communicators, commitment, whether they love themselves, all of these things are so important. So it's important when we see the facial expression, we have to think in our mind about the non-visual cues. Do you know about the non-visual cues? Have you been in a situation where someone was attracted, but then you went beyond just the facial features, physical dimension, facial expression, and went to the non-visual cues? And sometimes the non-visual cues put you in a situation that you truly think you want to be with that person, but when you get a chance to move from the associate stage to the acquaintance stage, which is a different step there, it's a tier that you're stepping on, then you realize the non-visual cue was a cue that we should have listened to. So when we're talking about these various that play a role, we have to look at two particular factors in physical attraction. Evolutionary is one factor, and it's so important that we think about evolutionary as well. as social cultural factor plays a big part in how we move forth in relationships. See, if you think someone is attracted to you or vice versa, you might notice more smiling, eye contact, nervousness, excitement when you're around them. That leads you to take the next step, which is the acquaintance step. It also leads you to move to the next step, which is the friendship step. Because the attraction started it off, but it's not going to be the all be all. You have to move into the next realm. And when you want to find out more, then that's where you got to start from the beginning. You got to be intentional. Even if someone attracts your attention physically, and that's sin. It's amazing. People say, I don't know somebody's sin. You can, that part all comes out because the inner self be coming out. Their sin may, their appearance may be nice. The expression may be nice. Their voice might be nice and it may not be, but the sin is the one that allows the inner self to see that person from their inner self. When we're talking about evolutionary, you're talking about truly where you drawn together. And it's part of that building that lasting bond, evolutionary. Anything that's an evolution, that means going from one phase to another phase. Then when we talk about social cultural factors, we know that comes when someone else in what happened a lot of times when you in the church setting, there arranges the marriage. Some culture will arrange the marriage. So the social cultural plays a role in it as well. But the bottom line is, physical attraction is one aspect of being in a relationship. Just one. It is also important to consider and building upon shared vision such as trust, companionship, respect, and honesty. That's what you want to work on. You can build a relationship off trust, compassion, respect, and honesty. When we're talking about the tiers and the characteristics of a healthy relationship, we mentioned trust, being trustworthy. We mentioned honesty, respect. Because people ought to show you respect enough to understand who you are and whom you are. That's truly how we want to end the physical attraction. So when we're talking throughout our format, just remember, is it better to have a high level of physical attraction to have a successful relationship? Yes, physical attraction is an instant gratification. Is that going to be important to have a high level successful relationship, or is it building upon shared values such as trust, compassion, respect, and truly honesty? That is how we move forward and have the relationship that we can have basically when we first met the person, and now we want to further the relationship because there was an attraction there. It's bonding if you allow it to work, but it shouldn't be the only thing. It shouldn't be the all be all, because if you look, oh, he looks good, I want to be with him because they him or her, because they look good, but the bottom line is, what substance do they bring to the table? Next supporter and sponsor, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Give a shout out to Jennifer Jackson, the CEO of Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Give them a call. You get an opportunity. That's 251-369-1344. They'll be there to help you. Her team is there available. Give them a call. Or go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie's Angel. Send her a direct message, and she can get back with you as soon as possible. We want to give a shout out to, this is Maestro World. Thank you so much. Sweet and social, sweetie, okay, sweating in social studies. You have -E-Capisco, thank you so much. Dirty Wolf SS Block, Girl 09 Cut, and she said, hi, how you doing, Girl 09 Cut, thank you so much. Well, several others over here joining us. We mentioned earlier, let me give some other people. We have Brian, Carissa Journey, Ella Brown 737, user, Aquafine5, user, Jimmy Cunningham, Ruby Jean Danrich, thank you so much. Political Pain, thank you so much. We have Garage Man K Artwork, thank you so much. We have Ella, thank you so much. We have, we'll be released in January, exactly, we'll find that out. Maddie Johnson, 503, join us. You also have Brianna Brock Show. Thank you so much, Brianna, for taking time. Dwayne Anderson, 543. Maurice Boone, thank you, 557. You have Hanwish Deshaun, thank you so much. Johnny Want Two, thank you. Lard, thank you so much. User, Hamzy, thank you. Lil Chin, thank you so much. Brandon Jenkins, 5. Thank you so much. You also have Anita White, 750. Stoner Boy Fresh. Thank you, user. Kendra AP, Kendra PSO. Richard Audrey Carmel. Thank you, Carmel. Thank you, user. Elaine S1. We have Lily. Thank you so much. We have Miranda, thank you. Carolyn DM, Sean Davis, Patricia Richardson, Lulu Mo, thank you so much. Diamonds 5780, Jaya Forge, thank you. Bryce Blackman 750, Reese Smith, Hazelwood _3, Michael Everhart, Akiba, you have Jarrett. User, Ghost Space Champion. We have Ramon Sato. Thank you so much. And we also have Nanata 31. Thank you. Wes Weaver. Thank you, John. That's everybody joining. We can give a shout out. Thank you. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-847-4192. Press 1 and I'll get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Then once I recognize you and press 1, I will then have you live and you can share your location and you chat with Dr. Lowell D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. station. We're number one. Let's move forward. What are high-level physical traction? What are high-level physical traction? First of all, of chemistry between two people. See, physical traction is often instant, and it can contribute to a feeling of excitement, increased energy level, a craving for a physical connection upon seeing someone for the first time. That is a high level physical attraction. You go on to the next, you want to see them again. So our title is it better to have a high level of physical attraction to have a successful relationship? It's all about physical energy. It's all about an instant physical attraction, which contributes to feeling of excitement, increased energy level, a craving for a physical connection upon seeing someone for the first time. Have you been in that situation before? You have seen a picture of someone, or you have seen the person out in public, and you're craving for a physical connection with them. A lot of times you walk over and you meet that person. A lot of times you sit back and you continue to eye them and they eye you. That's why it's so important. It's important for us to understand why the high level of physical attraction could be a major part of our success of our relationship. It is just only one part of it. It plays its role. Either it's revolutionary or social cultural. And a lot of times we have to understand that that a lot of other factors come in. Revolution happens, and it's something that turns you in a direction in moving forward. You're being revolutionized. You're moving to something different. You meet someone that makes you feel that I'm now going to be intentional about dating. So my outcome will be, my prayer is to be in a lifelong committed relationship, which is a marriage. That should be the ultimate goal if you see physical attraction, especially high-level physical attraction, into play that gets you started up, but it's not the only thing. We want you to put the work in. We want you to have the characteristics of self-love, trust, honesty, effective communication, the willingness, the dedication, the commitment. So why is physical attraction important? Physical attraction is often the first thing to grab our interest. That's why we say high-level physical attraction. It gets our interest. And we say, okay, I want to know more about this potential person or potential partner. See, because when you're looking at a potential partner, most likely you don't have a partner that you see takes you to that high level of attraction. So you're looking for someone. So when you see that person, that instant gratification come into play. And you say, okay, it's possible it can work. So you're an associate tier of a relationship. Now you want to move to the acquaintance, and then from that to the friendship, then the friendship to romantic. And you notice how that works? We're in a hookup society today. And a lot of times we skip each one of those levels besides the first one, associate. We don't really know people's names and move beyond friendship and move straight to the romantic part. See, the romantic part includes the sex part. Sometimes we're moving so far. So we want to know how important it is in regards to physical attraction. It grabs your attention from what could be a potential partner. And it also is seen that at first glance, you are exploring their profile further. You mean you're going to find out who they are. You're researching. You're supposed to research. Then you decide whether you want to communicate with them. That's why you go from the social state where you may say, hey, how you doing, to the part where I want to know more. I want to communicate with you because there's an attraction here, a high-level physical attraction. But it ain't that going to make a successful relationship. That's just one part. We have other roles that need to be played. See, when we're talking about a picture does not pique your interest like it's supposed to. But just for a split second, But when you want to know more, you got to take the next step. The next step is putting yourself in the position to meet the person. A lot of things from 2020 when we had the natural disaster, we used a lot of our technology, a lot of our hookups and dating was done online. Because you may be handsome, may be beautiful, right structural phase, your fit does not say it is the final and how it's going to be. It's only one part. And we have to keep it. But we're talking about doesn't make relationships better. We have to give you a start because now you have that chemical hookup. Now, to go beyond physical attraction, now you got to see exactly can you communicate with that person. What is that person's intent? They have to have an intent. If you with somebody don't have an intent, you need to move on. I always tell people when people show themselves, run as fast as you can. And we know we talk about sometimes things that are physical and sometimes mental and emotional abuses or hurt and humiliated. But simply, just because you may feel attraction to them, you may still have to move on because they're not offering the thing that for a relationship to be healthy. Do not put yourself in that situation. See, a lot of times, attracted individuals are expected to be happier and to have a more rewarding life. That experience that untracted individuals are not encountering. Some people think some of the most beautiful people in the world have some of the greatest life because they are so attracted. They're physically attracted. But a lot of them will tell you that they hear it all the time and come immune to hear it. So what you got to make sure is that don't let physical attraction be your happiness meter. You have more rewarding experience that you can bank on. A lot of time, a physical attractive person will have that, whereas an unattractive person won't have. But it doesn't make for a successful relationship. And that's what we're talking about. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lola DeSmith as we talk about, is it better to have a high level of physical attraction to have a successful relationship? That's the question. Ask yourself, is it you so attracted to that person that's going to make that relationship successful? What else do you need to have? Do you need to have the characteristics and traits? A lot of times, we don't see ourselves as having those because we've had a little success. We're not required to be a play. But you know what you need to best do? Assess yourself so you can see where you are in life. Assess yourself every day to see whether or not you have the traits and characteristics to have a relationship. You may be attracted and be very unhappy. You want to be happy, be intentional. When you do things, even if you're out in the world, be intentional. Give a shout out to Nubian, I Got Facts, period, Maxfield Young. You also have Russ joining us, Jerry joining us. Thank you so much for taking time. Just remember, physical attraction is on a roll and one factor. If you want a healthy relationship, you must do the things that put you in a position to be healthy. So you want you got an initial spark. What are you going to do with that spark? Are you able to share the values you have with that person? Effective communication. An emotional connection. I'm going to take a minute and talk to you about that because it's important. If you want to have a successful partnership, like some people, I call a successful relationship, you need to make sure you have you're mature in well-being. And I always talk about these five well-being for a healthy relationship. And in there, I don't say anything about physical attraction. Because when I talk about the well-being, I talk about physical well-being. Are you keeping yourself healthy? Are you going to the doctor? Are you fit? Are you exercising physically well? The next well-being is mental. The brain, the largest brain is the largest muscle in your body is your brain. Every time you take in knowledge or take in experience, that brain expands. It has these departments it puts it in. So you need to be mentally intelligent and intellectual. So your well-being will be in a good place. The next is emotional. And this is the one that's mentioned, emotional connection. You might have an emotional connection, but because a lot of times it is being said that relationship is reflected. Those relationships you're in reflect who you are. Sometimes you can't see the forest because you're stuck on the weeds. You may be connected to a sense emotionally, but is that a positive thing or a negative thing? I truly believe that if you are emotionally well, have emotional wellness, emotional well-being, or you get a connection with somebody, that means they understand that you are a person that can deal with reality. A person who's willing to show the things that are part of emotion, which is kindness, caring, empathy, sympathy, compassion. This is your emotional well-being, but it is, if you have those things from your inner self, you can have a connection with that person. And that emotional connection go a long way for a successful relationship. That's what it does. It gives you an opportunity to work hard on what we call your emotional intimacy and communication. So you have to prioritize emotional intimacy and communication. That's your emotional well-being. It ain't all about how you feel. It's about how you think and believe. Emotion, feeling is just an emotion, just like anger, grief. It ain't all about that. Prioritize emotional intimacy, emotional well-being. Or are you truly able to communicate effectively? Because to have a successful relationship, even though physical attraction was the instant, the beginning of the part, you need to be able to be emotionally intimate and communicate, which means you will likely have a satisfied and long-lasting relationship. Physical attraction is a part of it. It has its role. It can be revolutionary or it can be social cultural. What role you want to play? What do you want out of this? What do you want out of it? Give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgetown, Alabama. In their promo.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by
261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
The co-owners, Norman Firebender, Simon Turner, and Zeta Pi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with his wife, Sarah Katrina Wolfers, from down in Georgia, Alabama, some of the best southern cuisine that I have run across. And I tell you, I was several places, but one place I do go back on, and we like meeting down there to make sure we can do some things there at Mary Ruth Restaurant down in Georgiana, Alabama. So give them a call at 334-549-0950. That's Marvin Smith, Brother Marvin Smith, North Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and Sarah Katrina Roversmith, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for supporting what we're doing. Some factors, we talked about a few factors earlier. We talked about revolutionary and social cultural factors. Let's talk about those factors that play a major role in attractiveness. First is facial feature. We said something about that earlier. According to a study that was done in 2015, facial features and facial symmetry are the most important determinants of physical attraction. How you look, your face in essence, proportion, line proportion, or is it in a different look? So truly, it's important. The features you have are important to make up facial features. Physical dimension, we talked about that one. I wanted to do some discussion. See, most of the research that I've done shows that apart from facial features are the astrometric factors, such as physical dimension. Ratio plays a role in physical attraction as well. And truly, people kind of understand that, but they have to understand your physical well-being is important. That's why you have to take care of it. You have to go to the doctor. You have to keep yourself fit. No matter how folks will say you got out of fall in the right place, but when you're in a situation when you're standing at a height, and the average height for a woman is 5'4", and you're bolstering pretty large at about 200 pounds, that is not that dimension that adds to any attraction. And you have to work on it and get yourself to meet close to your BMI. People can sit up and talk all they want about BMI is this, BMI is that. The truth of the matter, BMI is important. When you go to the doctor going to bring up some about BMI. Facial expression. Face typically plays the most important part in social interaction, making facial expression another important component in physical attractiveness. In 2021, there was a study done that, for instance, the study noted that smiling signals intelligence, trustworthiness, and increased physical attraction. If you're smiling, that's a physical attraction everyone wants to experience. There was a content producer was talking about, women was asked, when you ask a woman to smile, they get upset because they don't say, like smiling, making them smile. Smiling adds to your facial expression and it increases physical attraction. So when I heard that, I wanted to make sure it's signal that you're intelligent. If you got your lips tight and angry and always growling, that don't show. So you have it. Your emotional well-being is traveling. It's in trouble, and you need to work on it because that means you're operating on feeling instead of operating on the emotion and reality. See, emotion is one thing, but reality is the real. And a lot of times we forget about reality. So remember, one of the important notes here is that facial expression, when you're smiling, signals intelligence. And you have to know that. You have to feel that. It signals in trustworthiness. I'm trustworthy. It's increased my physical attractiveness. Non-visual cues. It is said that non-visual cues such as voice and scent. This person is very attractive, right? Facial dynamics and everything. And then you get over and say it and open your mouth. That cues an attraction, especially if they're not able to simply speak in a way that you can understand. So it's important that we understand that their voice is part of their attraction. The way you use this voice is attraction to be attractive, but you can't use it running your mouth all the time. One in fame turn, a lot of people can be attracted, but if you're always the one got to run your mouth, people don't want to be around you. You want to say you need to shut up. Then the next thing is scent. You have a certain sense. Everybody says put on perfume. If you put on perfume that doesn't smell as well as some others, and it sometimes tickles some people, intercepts, and it causes them to walk away from you because of the scent. So make sure you understand that the scent is important, but you have a scent on you that's from your intercept that individuals can feel and smell. They can smell, so they want to be around you. We're on WBSW Radio, the internet station. Very excited about coming for you. Got many people joining. Aaron, thank you for taking time. Find it, keep it. You took time to be here. Cap is this Catherine Mims with the number 2. We got a you. We got several others that are joining. Thank you so much for being a part. As we move forward, we got to understand that your voice and your scent is part of your attractiveness. And then we look at evolutionary psychology, which is a factor, has controversy theories when you talk about evolution about physical attraction. It suggests that since physical attraction helps people attract mates, evolutionary factors play a role in what people consider attractive. It plays a role. But it can be read in a different way. For example, as we know through biology and reproduction standpoints, characteristics like usefulness, physical health, mental, emotional well-being, here we go, strength and fertility. Those are factors and characteristics, the fact of evolutionary. Some people may be at a certain age. This whole thing, today's 50 is the new 40. Today's 40 is the new 30. Today's 30 is the new 20. Let me be real. If you're 50, you're 50. If you're in your 40s, you're in your 40s. You're not 30. If you're in your 30s, you're in your 30s. And the thing about, you may be youthful, but that doesn't make you young. So you have to carry on the where you are through your experience, that you operate in a manner that you are emotionally mature. Emotionally mature. That gives you strength. It helps you operate. Social, cultural factors that are so important is where our social and cultural and historical period can also play a role in determining what's considered attractive and unattractive. See, a lot of times people internalize these standards and pursue them. Whatever you consider to be attractive and pursue them. And sometimes it's to their health and well-being detriment. We pursue it based on that. Physical attractiveness. Physical unattractiveness. And we truly have to keep that in mind. And some signs, and we move forth for our signs. We'll give a shout out to L&T Lawn Service, LLC, on our sponsor.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Well, thank L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. You can give Mr. Tony Starworth a call at 334-300-7401. On our Instagram, we always have an hour's time to use, and we're down to 37 seconds on that end. And I'm asking you, thank you, Barbara.Newland.58 for joining us, Coach.TJRush, thank you, and JoyMay577 are the three that's on that list now. I see the name there, others, but your time is about 19:07. Thank you so much. We got about 10 more minutes left of the show. Thank you. When you get a chance to go off, come back and follow us on other setups as well. You can be here even longer. Thank you so much. Give a shout out to my patron and joining us, and truly want to give a shout out to CW343416, Popstick.io. So much. We have Death by Million Cuts. Thank you. We have Velma. Thank you so much. Ronald Brown 919. We have Gasco Miles, Henry of the Baxters, Charlie Stovall, Denzer Hemp Hill 585, Richard Wise, Ben Rue. Thank you. I got a user. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly, it's awesome to come before you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we're so glad to come before you because we're number one. And we're the first radio station to use the social media to get the word out. We're interactive. We'd like you to send up those hearts. If you all here, like up or heart. Send one or the other, and I truly appreciate what you're doing and your part, because you're the reason why we are where we are. Howard Henderson, thank you so much for joining us. And another user, thank you so much. We have Deb Roger Lynch, thank you. Jason Smith, thank you, 885. And as we get ready to close out, we want to talk about the signs of physical attraction. And we're going to be kind of brief. There are some signs of physical attraction that you may want to look at. Some signs of physical attraction are smiling all the time. That's the number one physical attraction, smiling all the time. A need for touch. Eye contact, nervousness, frequent whispering, mirroring movement, and increased heartbeat. These are signs of physical contraction in a relationship. These are the signs. Smiling, need for touch, eye contact, nervousness, whispering frequently. Whispering, mirroring moment, movements, increased heartbeat. These are the signs of physical attraction in a relationship. These are signs. So truly think about that in your relationship. And last but not least, how important is physical attraction in today's dating? Our title is, it is better to have a high level of physical attraction to have a successful relationship. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how it's important in today's relationship. But when we have a hookup society, we truly, truly, the first thing that will be gleaned to do is physical attraction makes up the relationship. So a high level of physical attraction does not lead to a successful relationship. It's a part. think it does leave people wanting to hook up in our hookup society. And we have to use all the other factors as well. And then how important it is, experimental dating research shows that physical attraction is equally important to men and women. Attractiveness tends to be more important factor in dating decisions than traits like personality, education, intelligence. See, that's one of the things we want to make sure, you know, instead of having a gender war, understand what a man looks for in a woman, we look for in me out dating, what a woman looks for, what you look for. See, most of the time, these are the things that a man do truly look for. He look for someone who's attracted and fit. That gets your attention. It may not be the same for a woman because a woman may see something else. It's just like I was talking with a conversation with one of my cohorts today, and I was talking about what are the things that are different when you talk about a man and a woman, you're talking about when you're trying to set up a blind date. If you have a young lady trying to set her friend up, which is a young lady, up with a guy, and she said, well, I have this friend I want you to meet, you know, go out with on a blind date, and the first thing come out of his mouth is, of her mouth would be, you got a job. Attraction should be the first thing come out of that, because the woman should be the most attractive person in the relationship, not the man. He can be handsome, but the woman should be attractive. And when he is looking for individuals, the first thing when in a blind date, when some other friends, I know I have somebody, the first thing said, we look how she look. Is she attractive? Is she fit? We ask those questions. So when we're talking about how important it is, it's important to start the dating process. It helps you in your decision more than personality, because you don't know the person. You can't know what their personality if you don't know them. Education and intelligence. It comes in what we call the attraction, but somebody calls it acquaintance. It's the acquaintance stage. It's the friendship stage. It's the romantic. That's when you want to know more about their personality and their education, because you got to sit down and talk with them. How intelligent they are. But physical attraction is more important because it leads to great physical intimacy and connection. And that's what we ask. We want to have a connection. It helps the partner to feel bonded. I said it earlier. And attached to each other. A healthy relationship. Now, we're talking about a date now. A healthy relationship should be based on physical attraction alone. We got Randy Taylor's joining us, 940. Maurice, thank you so much for joining. Karen Miller, 11871. Kenny Barrow, 504, joining us. Thank you so much. We have several others joining us. Invite a new me in 2018 joining us. Thank you so much. And as we get ready to close out, the question is, can a relationship work without physical attraction? I want you to think, can a relationship work without physical attraction? See, that's a misconception that we must be physically attracted to someone when we first meet. And there is no relationship potential. That's just not true. Based on Dr. Rachel Neal, she said attraction can grow as you get to know someone and experience increased closeness and connection. So a relationship can't work without physical attraction. Some couples are okay with not being physically intimate. It is very important part of a relationship for others. Some don't want to and some do. It depends on what you mean by relationship. Are you intentionally dating or intentional relationship, or you just want a casual relationship. So what are you looking for? You got to be able to know what you're looking for. Because the bottom line, the chance of high physical attraction is very slim. But over time, people who are kind and respectful learn to love each other no matter the physical trait. Physical attraction is a role, but it is not the role. So the question is it better to have a high level of physical attraction to have a successful relationship? No. It's the start of possibly dating. It's high level. But after that, you have to get to know the person, see if they're in the fireworks and sparks there. And the only way you can do it is move from associate stage to acquaintance stage. Truly, truly, God is blessed to come before you again. I want to give a shout out to a couple other people. Urban Ball 218, Virginia Pearson 757, and then we have Lightis. Thank you. Is this Dooch? Thank you so much. Mr. _ Light _ It _ Is. Travel. Angus Mason joined us. Gail, thank you so much for being a part of this. It is awesome. I want you to set up some likes and heart. I need you because a lot of people said thank you so much. This Lightis, is that Lightis joining us? If you like the live, set it up. Thank you so much. I also want to give a shout out to that's Pop Six. Dad, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. Like it is. Truly, truly, thank you. Like it is. That's what it is. Like it is. Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome. Ben, Jackson, is Jackson a Bray? Jackson Aubrey, 47. Thank you so much for joining. I tell you, it's been an awesome coming. But tomorrow night, we have an awesome show planned tonight. So we need for you to be in line to check us out on relationship. Truly, send some more hearts up. I see the hearts coming up. Send some more hearts up. I need those hearts. And tomorrow night is a great opportunity for us to talk about, can money buy you happiness or can money buy you joy? And happiness. Can money buy you joy and happiness in a relationship? Dr. Lowe's show. Join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right on each one of these networks, media sites. It's been awesome coming. Hopefully something we shared with you. I am Dr. Lewis D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And as we get ready to close out, we have at least one more poll we got to play. We give a shout out to the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated because they truly have blessed us with support and we want to give them a shout out. This is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. Want to give a shout out to them for a project they call Operation Blue Hope. They'll be doing Saturday morning from 11 to 12 down in Georgiana, Alabama. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity will be giving away blankets to the elderly. They're going to Georgiana, some people say, Health and Rehab Center and passing out up to 100 blankets to the patients and those residents, not patients, the residents of Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We give a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and this is their promo.
This is Need to Be.
Indeed, a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma
Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctify Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Sanctify Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
To those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, if you want to connect with them and be a part of it, because they are asking for donations to help with the blanket drive, to giveaway drive. You can go to Cash App, $ Zeta Phi Sigma is their Cash App. And if you want to email them and set up some arrangement, maybe mail it to them, you can go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. Deborah Owen, thank you so much. Lou Ganter, thank you so much. Frank disappeared right quick, but Frank Grice looked like. We got hello, all 891. We have Say in Saying Rims 83. Best Snap, Lynn Phillip, Emmett Norman, Akeem Nikon, thank you so much. Many other joiners, thank you. Send some hearts up. We really, really appreciate it. But check us out tomorrow night. We're going to be on here at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. The title of that show is Can Money Buy Joy, Happiness in a Relationship? Check us out tomorrow. That's on Dr. Lowe Smith. The Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filter. Thank you so much for being a part. Thank you, Mr. B. Is that Talia 43 user Tremaine Anders 61 Neil Ellison? Thank you, Aubrey Weaver number 11 Lynn Phillips 46. Thank you so much for being a part. And as we get ready to close out, check us out tomorrow night again. That's on Tuesday night. Dr. Lowe's show, The Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters, aired at 7 o'clock p.m. And the title is Can Money Buy Joy, Happiness in a Relationship? We'll see you then. We want to tell you we love you from our heart. God has been so good. Allow us come before you. And as we move forward, we always like to tell you that we have hashtags that we operate, hashtag WBSW Radio, the internet station, make it do what it do, hashtag. We truly want to say that it's important that you all love. We're in the holiday season. Put yourself in a position to be loved. Are you fit for a relationship? Are you ready to share that? All that's important. So I know you want to be loved because we tell you we love you from our heart. And as we get ready to close out, hashtag responsible, hashtag make it do what it do, hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag communicate for understanding, hashtag we got this and we're excited about coming for you. So as we get ready to leave, we want to play. So, do you want to be loved? There ain't no way to love you is also important. But love don't hurt me. Ha ha!
There ain't no way for me to love you.
Ain't no way, baby, for me to. money.